Your angels are speaking to you. Do you hear them? Welcome to The Calling of Light with author and empathic spiritual tarot reader, Anne-Marie Odell. The Calling of Light offers direct, empathic insight and relatable spiritual topics, interviews with special spiritual guests, and straight talk call-in readings. Kick back and enjoy freeform spirit tea with Anne-Marie, the way you like it best when you want to simplify. Here is your host, Anne-Marie Odell.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie Odell, and you are listening to The Calling of Light on Om Times Radio. Have you become invisible to your grandchildren due to distance, spousal jealousy, lifestyle, or choices you regret? It is a phenomena that is happening more and more as people become spread out miles and miles apart, and it becomes more difficult to be together. InvisibleGrandparents.com. An invisible grandparent is anyone unable to participate fully in the lives of their children's children. We may have once played a role in a young one's life and were then blocked from it. We have tangible memories and ideas of where these children are and what they look like or may be like. There's probably no more significant remorse than the day that you realize you have lost all connection with your grandchildren, children, or even siblings. When it comes down to it, it seems the only thing you can truly not lose is the spiritual DNA you share with them. When my grandkids were small, they lived 3 hours away, and I made time to babysit, visit, sing songs with them, and dance. And then one day, much like when my parents told me they were getting a divorce, as the family was all together at a water park, my child told me the news that the family was moving over 1,000 miles away. And I knew I was joining the Invisible Grandparent Club. But we can all still visit Mom. I heard my child's voice echo through what was worse to me than a relationship breakup. When I could afford it, I flew to see them once a year. And while the children were small, I was still the fun grandma. But as they got older, life circumstances and lifestyles got busier and busier, and I didn't fit in anymore. I got in the way. The children had to give up a bedroom to accommodate me. My daughter-in-law would have to take off time from work to escort me around so I wouldn't get bored. So she thought. And I realized it was time to back off. I also told myself a hard truth. At this point in my own life as a child, my grandmother became invisible to me. What are the rules of being a decent grandparent? I found these on a site called scarymommy.com. 10 rules for being a decent grandparent. Now, understanding that if circumstances have completely eliminated you as a grandparent, it won't make any difference what these rules are. On the other hand, you don't want to cross the boundaries of being a grandparent and find yourself blocked. Number one, don't expect a ringside seat. Many women feel that birth is a private moment and not a spectator sport. Respect this. Number two, Remember, it's not your baby. Your baby is the father or mother of the baby. This is your grandbaby. Number three, grandchildren are not do-overs. Your own parenting experience may not have been all that you wanted it to be. Number four, don't offer advice. If new parents want opinions, they'll ask for them. Unsolicited advice can be taken as passive-aggressive insults. So don't even go there. Number five, your grandchild is not a puppet. Don't talk through your grandchild. Don't do it. Those are five rules from the website scariedmommy.com. And if you're a parent, you understand. Those rules do apply. But when you become a grandparent, it's so very easy to forget. What is spiritual DNA? When I use this term, I do not include the theory that we are all descendants of Christ and the great masters. And it is, of course, God, Source, Spirit, Allah, Jehovah, or whichever is your favorite term for your greater power. When I refer to the term spiritual DNA, I believe that within each of my grandchildren is a shared gift, thought process, genetic spark created by a seed, either through DNA or when I shared a moment with them, that bonds us wherever we are. I channel this shared spiritual DNA when I miss my grandchildren and let go of my thoughts and try to channel their now. I have created a sacred garden space with statuary and lovely wind chimes that tinkle softly in the breeze that gives me a vehicle to channel our shared spiritual DNA. And I have even created on the back of my office door the shared childhood memories of photographs when being a grandparent was easy. Pictures, drawings when they were small, and this is when invisiblegrandparents.com became a wonderful healing tool. The writer says, so I intentionally wrote some letters to be said but never sent. In the process, I found myself releasing negative energy by actually burning some and engaging in rituals to transform that self-righteous anger to forgiveness. I slowly, though not yet completely, began to heal the hurt of separation. I believe that it's important if you are an invisible grandparent crying inside because you feel that in some way you are being blocked from their lives. And also remember, if you are a nice person, let's face it, you have always been terrified of becoming invisible. This can act out in toxic friendships and relationships and career all around you. And when it becomes a family situation, you may have inadvertently made yourself scarce to avoid the toxic environment. Don't beat yourself up and ask what you could have done differently. And don't let being an invisible grandparent take your desire to try to get close or take the initiative to move forward, not only in yourself, but a time in your grandchild's life, perhaps later, when you can bond. Is it time to take responsibility for your grandparent truth? Might the fear of being invisible play out in other parts of your life? Is telling yourself this defining your reality? Have you stopped trying to change what hurts you? You decided to settle for less. How might this fear of taking charge of being invisible and becoming an empowered grandparent, parent, or sibling also play out in other parts of your life? Let's take a moment to meditate on the importance of feeling whole. Today, I have a meditation just for you, focused on the desire to change your mindset and change your circumstances.
My voice can drift with you, can travel along with you. My voice can even assume the identity of someone else, someone you know, someone you can relate to, so that wherever you drift, wherever you go, my voice will go with you. That you approach your goals. You are now feeling very calm and very relaxed. And your subconscious mind begins to open up to new possibilities in life. Possibilities which, in the past, you may have avoided for reasons of your own. You are aware that all too often, people can deliberately sabotage their career or future prospects in life because of some silly little thought at the back of their mind that says, "No, I can't do this." Well, all this is changing for you now, because you deserve to be successful. You have worked hard for what you have achieved so far, and it is only natural that you should be rewarded by achieving recognition in the way that is most important to you. In some respects, it is like climbing a ladder, almost reaching the top, and then being afraid to take that very last step, the step to financial and possibly emotional freedom, whichever is most appropriate to your desire. You know that you have to move forward, but for some reason, you have always felt you were being held back. Of course, when you hold back like this, you find that other, more ambitious people will soon overtake you. They may trample on your feelings in the process, but that doesn't matter to them. They just know where they want to go, and they keep their eyes closely focused on their goal as they move steadily upwards and on. And it has gradually dawned on you that you could be the one moving forward and up. You have the ability and skill to succeed in your chosen field. And all that's been stopping you from achieving your goal was yourself. That's right. A hidden force from within. Perhaps you grew up with the notion that you would never succeed. Maybe that idea was implanted in your mind at an earlier, more impressionable age. Or maybe you tried once and failed, and because of that, you gave up on yourself. I don't honestly know what your reason was, but I can say, without a shred of doubt, that whatever it was, it is in the past. You'll only ever fail when you give up. Otherwise, like a small child that is learning to walk, you simply pull yourself up again, and again, if necessary, until you are able to successfully stand on your own 2 feet and take those first steps. The man who invented light bulbs, Thomas Edison, tried and failed 1,000 times until he came up with his eureka moment. And the key to overcoming your old fear of success is to believe in yourself, just as Edison did. He knew he could do it, and eventually he did. Now you can be as smart, if not smarter, than Edison, because it won't take you anything like 1,000 attempts to succeed. And the reason for this is that you are using your powerful subconscious mind to change those doubting negative thought processes into positive assurances that you can and you will succeed. You can and you will, and you do succeed, because you now believe in yourself. You have the ability to do whatever you put your mind to, providing, of course, it is something that is possible and realistic for you. It's been bestowed upon you for working so hard to achieve your goal. So just enjoy and experience, as I'm quiet for a moment or two, this new way of life.
And I'll be right back with The Invisible Grandparent, Part 2.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie Odell, and thank you for inviting me in for Tarot and Coffee. I offer 37 plus years of accurate, honest tarot channeling. Spirit comes through me as a feeling, an inner knowing. I call it the angel frequency. As you say your first name, I close my eyes and shuffle my well-worn card as I go into a deep calm. By phone, Skype, or Zoom, contact me at thecallingoflight.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In this episode, I wanted to reflect on forgiveness. Whether you are an invisible grandparent and taking responsibility that perhaps mistakes were made in the bringing up of your children, and that whether it was working 3 jobs at one time that gave you no time to be with them, bringing in a husband or lover into your life that the children did not like. Perhaps it was addiction, and that you went through various stages of sobriety or incarceration. Or perhaps you just feel as if unjustly the miles have created an invisible grandparent situation into your life. Whether you feel that there is spousal jealousy, or whether you believe that for whatever reason, your child sees you as someone whom they do not want their grandchildren, your grandchildren, to see as a role model in their life. Whether you feel that is fair or not, you have to forgive. Forgiveness begins with your own. And then forgiveness can go into the direction of people you feel have wronged you on the outside of your life. Whether it be career, people who have been unkind, any unfair situation in your life that you knew that you did not deserve, but abused you or became a part of your life. To you, I offer this meditation. But first, I want to offer a few tips from psychology today. The benefits of forgiveness. Forgiveness and forgiveness therapy have been linked to greater feelings of happiness, hopefulness, and optimism. The process of forgiveness can also protect against serious conditions such as anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. What if you have been told to forgive for your own good? Why? Because harboring anger and resentment leads to the body to release stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline whenever the person comes to mind. And a steady stream of these chemicals can lead to stress, sickness, and anxiety, as well as dampen any creativity and problem solving you have. What are the emotional benefits of forgiveness? Forgiveness offers many positive psychological developments, such as reducing unhealthy anger, repairing potentially valuable relationships, and growing as a person and exercising goodness in and out of itself. In addition to personal benefits, modeling forgiveness for others may lead to intergenerational and even societal improvement. Can forgiveness help reduce depression? It confronts injustice and emotional pain and works towards resolving unhealthy anger. So for you today, I offer this forgiveness meditation.
You are now deeply relaxed, and the suggestions that you hear, you will hear every word that I speak, even though you may find your mind wandering away at times, because right now, nothing else matters. Nothing, except for this wonderful feeling of relaxation that you're experiencing. I know that you have been concerned with forgiveness, and whether this was forgiving yourself or forgiving another, it really doesn't matter right now. Because at this moment in time, it is as though you haven't a care in the world. Nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. There is absolutely nothing at all for you to do except relax and let go. And just enjoy the feelings that are being generated within you. I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, and you will find that as these images begin to form in your mind, and you will feel that you are there, in that situation, and that everything that I suggest is already beginning to take place. Even as you experience those feelings, they will become vivid and clear and real to you, and this new reality becomes your actuality. For it is time to let go of those negative conditions and move on to a happier and more fulfilling existence. And in your imagination, I want you to go to a beautiful place, perhaps hundreds of thousands of miles away from where you are now, a place where you are totally alone, comfortably alone, and serene, with your own thoughts and your own feelings, and your own sense of oneness with the universe. And so I would like to ask you to just trust in the sound of my voice and allow my voice to take you deeper and deeper into comfortable feelings. I would like to suggest that you create a magnificent day. Imagine it as a lovely, warm summer's day with a clear blue sky and a lovely sandy beach. See the golden sands that seem to stretch on forever to your left and to your right. And way ahead of you is the vast ocean. Those lazily rolling waves are the most perfect shade of aquamarine, a beautiful blue-green colour, with the reflection of millions of sparkles of bright sunlight dancing and swaying far away. And you are totally at peace in this paradise of yours, completely relaxed, and at one with the life force around you. Experience the texture of the soft, warm sand beneath your bare feet. And nearby, did you notice? A little rock pool with seashells, beautifully shaped and multicolored pebbles and fossils. There is a clump of seaweed and a thin piece of driftwood that has somehow floated onto the shore. And you wander towards the rock pool to find a comfortable place to sit and to examine in more depth those treasures that have been washed up by the ocean. After just a short while, you reach out your hand and pick up the piece of driftwood, and feeling the texture of the soft wood, you draw a circle in the sand all around you. Do this now in your mind. The circle can be any size that you want it to be, and you are in the center of the circle. Now this circle represents the circle of all the people and all the experiences that you have ever encountered during your life. And into this circle, I want you to place all the ones who have ever hurt you in any way. And you can do this with your stick by drawing symbols in the sand. The symbols can be different for each person, action, or experience. Your symbols could be made up of initials or small drawings to represent each negative experience, or they could simply be little crosses. Do whichever you like, because this circle, these symbols that represent these people, events, actions or experiences are private and personal to you. And in this circle, you are now drawing symbols to represent anyone who has ever wronged you in any way, perhaps by their actions or deeds. And it doesn't matter how small or whatever the reason. Just do this now, as I am quiet for a moment or two. Good. And now, I want you to draw symbols to represent any misunderstandings that you've had about anyone or anything at all. Or any misunderstandings they have had about you. And now, into the circle, you can place symbols to represent any people or any events that you feel were responsible for causing you irritation or offense in the recent or distant past. Any resentment, hatred, fear, or other negative emotions or experiences are all represented here in your circle of life by symbols. And I will be quiet again for a few minutes longer to allow you to identify each and every one of all of those unwanted feelings that have been generated within you by other people, events, experiences, or anything else in your life. Good. And now your circle contains symbols to represent all those negativities. And of course, you can return to this place whenever you wish, should you ever encounter others that need to be included in another circle of life. And now I want you to affirm in your mind, after me. All persons, experiences, actions, and everything else that has offended me, I forgive. From both within and without, I forgive all things and people from the past, the present, and the future. I forgive. I am free, and they are free too. All these negativities are cleared up between us, now and forever. And most of all, I forgive myself for setting any of these things in motion. I forgive completely and unconditionally. I am free. From now on, I recognize that nobody can avoid exposure to all negative influences and still be a part of the ongoing theme of life. But I can avoid entertaining them or taking these things to heart. In the same way that a gardener avoids cultivating weeds in the garden of contentment. You are free now. You have forgiven everything, past and present, that needs forgiveness. And at the same time, you are forgiven in every way. And it is time to step outside your circle of life and begin a new cycle of life that is happier for you and for your fellow companions who share your universal journey of life. You have forgiven, and you have been forgiven by yourself. So, let us walk away from the circle now, for the tide is coming in, closer and closer. And as you leave the beach, I think you will see a very large wave washing over your circle and obliterating all those negative symbols from your life forever. And suddenly, the sunlight becomes so bright and so wonderful that the whole scene is lit up before you, and you can feel all the healing energies from the universe entering your cosmic awareness. And you are filled with the love from the light of the sun. You are free, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I'm going to count slowly from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, bringing back with you the anticipation of brighter and happier things to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
There are 7 personality traits of successful grandparents. And yes, we have to throw them in. They are my hero. I am so beholding of them. As grandparents, many women over 60 are embracing a new role in life. Seeing our children grow up to have children of their own is one of life's great joys and privileges. And it reminds us of how life is a circle, just like that meditation that we had in chapter 2. So many stages and cycles. The young become the old, and the child is father of the man, as William Wordsworth wrote. Women over 60, it might have been a while since our own grandparents have been part of our lives. Today's women over 60 are looking for new ways to fulfill the role of grandparents by providing the right blend of support and independence. Here are a few ideas. Patience. The best grandparents tend to be full of patience for their grandchildren as well as for their grandchildren's mom and dad. Even if your grandchildren are boisterous or sometimes misbehave, the best grandparents know that it's all part of growing up to stressful situations. And remember, your patience is also what makes you that favorite person after they're having some hard times, maybe at home. So if you struggle with patience, you can read some self-help books on practicing and cultivating patience. Generosity. The most successful grandparents tend to be generous, not necessarily in terms of buying toys, gifts, and offering financial generosity, but generous with their time, generous with their hospitality, and generous with advice when asked. That's a big one, when asked. We all know it's difficult not to spoil our grandkids rotten when we can afford to. It obviously makes us happy to see them happy. Try to resist the urge to buy your grandchildren too many toys. Milestones like birthdays, school accomplishments, and holidays are, of course, a great way to offer gifts and in an appropriate time. Your grandchildren will remember more the quality time they spent with you than the numerous toys they received from you over the years. And remember, as a grandparent, sometimes what we think is cool will be a complete dud to our grandchildren. Spend quality time. Unconditional love. The best grandparents are a rock-solid foundation of love in a child's life. Children need to know that no matter what might be going on in their lives, no matter what disappointments they might encounter at school or on the street, they are always safe and loved at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Listening to your grandchildren without any judgment will make them feel heard and seen. Let them know they can talk to you about anything and that you are always there to listen and love them no matter what. Empathy. Successful grandparents learn once again how to see the world through a child's eyes. This is a surprising and wonderful privilege of being a grandparent. We get to interact with our grandchildren and live life for a little while with their sense of time and their capacity for wonder. We, of course, carry our wealth of knowledge and experiences that we have accomplished and accumulated over the years, but it's always refreshing to learn something new and to open up to modern ways of thinking and living. Willingness to listen. The best grandparents know how to listen. Just being there and encourage their enthusiasm is a wonderful gift to give. Life is busy, and chances are your grandkids have busy parents who work full-time jobs to provide for their family. You also were one of them, I imagine. But now you have more time in your retirement to slow down and sit with your grandkids in person or virtually. They may not always make any sense, and they may have far-fetched ideas and stories, but it's important that they feel listened to and acknowledged. Now here's another important one, detachment. Detachment doesn't mean that you don't care about your grandchildren. It means you know how to maintain a healthy distance without meddling or constantly injecting your own views. Even if your own grown son or daughter isn't doing everything the right way or the normal way in raising your grandkids, even if they follow different traditions or aren't raising your grandkids in the same church or faith as you, the best grandparents know how to let things be and allow your grown children to chart their own course as parents. Remember, when you were just starting out as a new parent, chances are you wanted to trust your instincts. And the base of those instincts is the fact that you wanted the best for your children. Trust that they are doing a great job at raising their children, even if it is different than how you would do it. Being a grandparent isn't always about buying gifts or hosting dinners or taking your grandchildren on special vacations or anything like that. Aside from all the fun things to do together with your grandchildren, which are wonderful, some of the best gifts you can offer them are just the gifts of your time and your presence. Children learn a great deal just from being in the same room with you, watching how you prepare a meal, listening to you sing your favorite song. Some grandkids love to go down memory lane with their grandparents, show them old photographs, and without sounding like this was the best of times, tell them how your life was like at that age. Tell them how the world has changed and what your life was like without computers or cell phones. Gasp! So if you live far from your grandkids, or if you have been limiting your visits because of the pandemic or money, make yourself available for video chats. Several family members can join in and make it a family fun virtual reunion. And if you don't know how to set up your computer, tablet, or phone for video chats, who better to ask for help than one of your teenage grandchildren who was born into this technology? Tablets are affordable, easy to use, and great for video chats with the grandkids. Do it while they're young. Remember when you were a teenager. Remember how life became busy and suddenly grandparents were not your major priority any more than probably your parents were. These are the times to make the transmission of identity and family connection be one of the greatest and simplest gifts of all. I'm Anne-Marie, and thank you for being with me on The Calling of Light at Om Times Radio.
Feelings of calm, well, all that is going to change. Not because I say so, but because you have already decided. You have decided to be true to yourself, to believe in yourself, to become assertive and more confident in expressing yourself, just as it should be. And I'm going to teach you a technique to help you to implement this change. A way of not only becoming more decisive and believing and trusting in yourself, but also a way of shutting out any negative influences, stopping them from even daring to enter your life. So, as you settle yourself down into an even more comfortable and more relaxing feeling, I want you to use your wonderful, creative, subconscious mind to form a protective shield around you. Your shield could be made of anything you like. It could be an aura, or an impenetrable bubble, or the type of shield that a knight would carry. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that it is personal to you, your own personal protective shield. Feel an awareness of your true self within this bubble or shield. And at the same time, be aware of the shield. Now, imagine yourself in a situation which would have previously upset you, or when you felt adversely affected by someone or something else. It may have been something they did or said. It may have been a feeling that you were unconsciously picking up from someone that made you doubt yourself. It may have been someone else's negativity that brought you down with them. Whatever it is, go through it in your mind. And ensure that your shield is protecting you. And as you hear or see or feel those outside influences, imagine them hitting the shield and bouncing right back from where they came. And as this happens, I wonder if you have noticed yet how your feelings of safety and comfort remain the same. Those outside negativities or influences no longer affect you. You feel so safe in here, so comfortable, and so relaxed. And the nice thing is that here, protected by your shield, you can still hear and see. You can understand. You can rationalize. But you don't let those negativities affect you at all. It doesn't matter what they are, what is said or done. You are safe, protected by your shield. And you can use this technique instantly, any time you want or need to. All you have to do is create it in your mind. Simply think to yourself, my shield, or my bubble, and in a flash, it will be there, around you, protecting you, like a cocoon of safety and love. Your own personal protective shield. And of course, you can still allow all the nice things in your life to come through. All you need to do is move your shield and feel the love and the comforting, encouraging, positive thoughts, words, or feelings, or anything else that you like, coming through to you. You just use your shield for the negative things, like unwanted suggestions or actions of others. Now, because of your shield, you are beginning to rely on and believe in yourself more and more. You trust yourself. Your subconscious mind is always there to guide you. You follow your instincts. You believe in yourself as the wonderful, unique human being that you are. This makes you feel good, more positive in your outlook, more self-reliant and determined to be true to yourself. You love yourself. You accept yourself wholeheartedly as the wonderful person that you are. And the more you use your shield against outside negativities, the less influenced by them you are. This strengthens and reinforces your protective shield and increases your confidence in yourself day by day. This shield was created by you, just like these comfortable feelings. You are your own best friend, and you can look after your own best interests because you trust yourself. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, feeling already wonderfully invigorated and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. One, two, three, four, and 5.